A group of researchers from 20 countries is about to finish what they're calling the largest polar expedition in history. The icebreaker Polar Stern set out from Norway in September of last year and is due back in just a few weeks. Over the past year, scientists on board have been circling the North Pole, collecting data in the Arctic Ocean to better understand the loss of polar ice and climate change. The leader of that expedition is with us now. Professor Marcus Rex is aboard the Polar Stern. Professor, hello, and first of all, where in the world are you right now?
We are still pretty close to the North Pole. Right now it's 88.5 degrees north, and that is off the Siberian coast in the Siberian sector of the Arctic, pretty close to the North Pole.
Wow, and that would explain the sound of your connection right there. You're on a scratchy satellite phone. Not a lot of people have had the chance to be where you are, to be at the North Pole. What's it like? What are you noticing?
It is still fascinating to be at the North Pole and to be here that late during the year. It's getting time to get out of here. The sun here at these latitudes, it's amazing. The sun just circles around you and just follows your horizon for hours and hours without changing its altitude above the horizon. It's fascinating. But it's also bit shocking. We have large stretches of very thin ice and even open water on our way back now. That's good for traveling through the ice, but it also shows how dramatic climate change already is here up in the high north.
Well, tell me more about that, because it's been a very hot year in the Arctic, as you well know. Tell me more about the conditions of the ice and what the summer did to it up there.
That's true. The summer here in the Arctic has been extremely warm. Just a few decades ago, the Arctic was covered with mighty annual thick and very solid sea ice. Now it's covered with only 1 or 2 year old, very thin and very ice floes. And therefore, we can travel through the Arctic when in previous years it would have been hard to even get through this region.
You've said this is the first time a research icebreaker has spent a full year at the North Pole, including the Arctic winter. Why did you need to spend a whole year up there and not break it up into smaller trips?
It's just not possible to travel through the Arctic in winter. The ice in winter, even nowadays, is too thick to we can't break into it with our research icebreakers. The only way to get here is to get here in summer or fall, then let the vessel freeze into the ice. And then we drifted with the natural drift of the ice across the North Pole area. That's the only way to get here. And the other reason is that our climate models need to run the full year, and we want to improve the representation of the climate processes here in the Central Arctic in our climate models. And that means that we need a full year of research, including winter and summer season.
Wow. So what is it like to live on that research vessel for a year while you're drifting stuck in the ice? So, I mean, what's life been like?
Winter in the Arctic is a very, very special experience. It is just completely black outside. The world shrinks to the little bubble of light you can see from your own flashlight. When you are out there walking over the landscape, the deeply frozen landscape of the sea ice of the Arctic, it's more like exploring a different planet, really. There aren't any colors. The snow and ice surface is completely white where the light from the flashlight gets, and it's completely pitch black and dark where it doesn't get. So you have these pressure ridges, formations several meters high of compressed ice, and in between you have the flat areas which are in the shadows of the ridges. It looks like being on a different planet, and sometimes it's hard to believe that this is still planet Earth.
Wow. What did that do for your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, to live like that for so long?
Sometimes people think that would be depressing to live in complete darkness for half a year. Actually, it's not. It's very inspiring. I think everybody on board felt that enthusiasm to be able to be here, to be able to experience that world which so few people have experienced so far. And we have spent so much time as we could out there on the ice in the complete darkness to just completely take it in.
Wow, unbelievable. Now, I'm also thinking that a lot has happened since your ship went out to sea last September, including, of course, the onset of a global pandemic. What was it like to watch that unfold while you were in, I think isolation would be the right word, on this vessel in the Arctic?
The pandemic was a nightmare for our expedition. The reason is that not in winter, but in fall and spring and summer, We needed delivery of fuel and provisions from partner icebreakers. Altogether, we had 6 additional vessels which supported the expedition. Another interesting aspect is that we are completely corona-free here. It's a little corona-free paradise up here in the Arctic. We can party together. We don't have any social distancing rules. It's really like a little heaven.
Hmm. Look, if most people could see what you've seen over the past year, could take this trip to the North Pole like you have, do you think it would change people's perspective on climate change? What's the impact of being up there?
I think it would. And that is why we also seek communicating about what we have seen and experienced here as an integral part of what we are doing. We need to show people how dramatic the changes in the Arctic are already now. Here in the Arctic, you don't need sophisticated statistical analyzers or sophisticated measurement equipment to detect climate change. When I started to travel to the Arctic in the early 1990s, it was a deeply frozen landscape in winter, just snow and ice, as you would imagine the Arctic in winter. When I get there today, I have open water right at my feet. The fjord, our station is located at the coastline of the fjord, has not frozen over for the past decade, and we go by boats nowadays where we used to do skiing trips or trips with snowmobiles. It's dramatic. It's impressive. I think it shows the urgency of our political measures now to mitigate climate change.
That's Professor Marcus Rex, head of atmospheric physics at the Alfred Wegener Institute and leader of the Arctic Expedition Mosaic, about to return to port after a year circling the North Pole to study climate change. Professor Rex, thank you so much for speaking with us. When you get off that ship, you're going to be entering a very changed world. So thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your interest, and have a nice day.